T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 204 on the Fan, and a very good Wednesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here to 6 o'clock. J.J. John Yastrzemski and his Odds On Sports Show will come your way. Dove Kramer in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta somewhere in Westchester. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I enjoyed the World Series last night.
Your guy, really Kershaw, pitched a solid game.
Yes.
Terrific 6 innings. He couldn't have been much better than he was. Give up the one home run, and that was it.
I thought, and I hate the word narrative too, Joe, but I thought that the narrative was Clayton Kershaw stinks in the postseason. And the truth is, he doesn't stink in the postseason. He's not great in the postseason either. He's a mixed bag in the postseason.
Right. Right.
That's what he is. He's had brilliant postseason starts. He's had terrible postseason starts. And John Smoltz was all over it last night, because when he got into trouble in the first inning, and he did, he walked Randy Arozarena. There's two guys on with one out. He's throwing a ton of pitches. Smoltz even said if he can somehow get through this inning, he'll cruise. And he nailed it, because after that, I think he retired 14 guys in a row before he gave up the home run to Kevin Kiermaier, and he could have gone a hell of a lot longer, but because the Dodgers opened up a big lead.
Right. What, he had 78 pitches?
That's
78,
it.
I think.
That's
it was it. Under 80.
Yeah, it was 78 pitches through 6 innings, and he was pitching great. And I think he realized, you know, what the hell, let me take him out. You know, so I can potentially bring him back on 3 days rest.
Right,
That could be an option.
It could be.
Depending
could be.
On how this series goes. But he was great last night, and I think it just continues something about Kershaw that I don't think enough people talk about, which is he's had some really good playoff starts. He's had some really bad ones. That's what he's been throughout his postseason career. But until he wins a world championship, the narrative is going to ignore what he did last night. The narrative is just going to be, he's Clayton Kershaw, he stinks. But he was great last night.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever going to say he stinks. I mean,
in the playoffs, they do.
Well, I think that's overblown. I mean, obviously, he was very good yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice if you know what really would solve the narrative, not just winning a championship, but him, like, let's say, be the World Series MVP.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
You
and
know,
he can.
Get a World Series MVP. And then, you're looking at things a little differently. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
If the Dodgers can win this thing in 5 and he pitches the clincher in game five and he gives you 7 innings, 1 run, he's the MVP. I don't care what else Mookie Betts does, as great as Mookie is.
Right.
I think there'll be a kind of a move to make Kershaw the World Series MVP. But the thing I couldn't understand last night, and I mentioned this to you yesterday, we have watched so many Tampa Bay Ray games this season for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. The Yankees played so many games against them. Even the Mets played them. And they just were in a very interesting ALCS. So I feel like the Tampa Bay Rays have almost become the third team in town, that we've watched them as much as any team outside of the Mets and the Yankees. So I feel like we know Kevin Cash. We have an idea. And I could not believe how long he kept Tyler Glasnow in
the game.
He did
leave him
yesterday.
In long. I thought he was going to take him out right after he gave up the home run to Bellinger. I didn't think he was going to be in much longer than that, to be
Me
very
too.
Honest with you.
Me too.
I figured 4 innings and he was going to be done.
I totally
honestly,
agree with
that's
you.
What I got to tell you. That's what I thought.
That's what I was thinking.
He had a lot of pitches, too. What was his pitch count? It was pretty up there, wasn't it?
He ended up throwing 112 pitches.
Yeah.
He ended up not only letting him get through the 4th inning after Cody Bellinger at the 2-run home run, he walks the first 2 guys in the 5th inning, keeps him in the game.
Right.
I think there was a double steal, keeps him in the game. He finally took him out after Will Smith's RBI single. He had walked 6 guys. He had thrown 112 pitches. And finally, Kevin Cash took him out. And Look, if this was a different team, maybe I wouldn't be as surprised, but considering it's Kevin Cash and he's got such a quick hook, I was really surprised about that last night. That didn't fit who he is or how this team operates.
No, not at all. I don't know what to tell you with Cash. He's, they're a different world, Tampa Bay. So you can't look at Tampa Bay in any way, shape, or form in a traditional way for a baseball team.
No, you're right.
The way they're handled. So, you know, nothing should probably really surprise us here, you know?
Yeah, usually nothing surprises me outside of going that route, which is letting my starting pitcher go longer. Like,
yeah,
that seems
true.
To be the opposite of anything Kevin Cash would do, but... Yeah, the other thing
from last
night.
Well, wake me up
night.
When one of his starting pitches actually goes like six innings. You know what I mean? Something like that.
No, I know.
Then you got a story.
But Joe, that's the thing that sort of drives me nuts. So Charlie Morton is dealing in Game 7, and he can't wait to take him out.
No, he couldn't wait. I know.
And then last night, Tyler Glass now has six walks, a wild pitch. He's thrown 113 pitches. And in the fifth inning, he's pushing as much out of him as he can. Like, that just seems to me so inconsistent considering how he handled Charlie Morton the game before.
What can I tell you, man? I don't know. Well, how do you feel about this series after one game? Obviously, Betts had a big night. We know Bellinger the home run. How do you feel about this series?
I think the Dodgers are going to win this series because a couple of things that...
Easily?
I think they'll win in five or maybe a soft six.
Well, five is easy.
Yeah. So, well, depends how it goes. It can be a difficult five. It depends how the games are. I mean, last night, the game was...
Oh, they cruised last night.
Yeah,
last night was pretty much a cruise. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the game was never in doubt. So I think that was an easy game one victory. They're the better team. I mean, you look at this lineup top to bottom.
They definitely are better.
They're a loaded team. One of their best pitchers is Walker Buehler. You could even argue he is their best pitcher at this point in Clayton's career, and he's going in game three. They're going to kind of throw the kitchen sink at everybody today with Gonsolin and Dustin May and even Urias, who was so good in the clincher of game seven. The Dodgers are the better team, but you said something the other day. It just feels like this is their time.
Yeah, they have to win this one. They can't lose again here in the World Series. I just can't. I can't see them losing this again now.
As much as I'd
love to see Tampa win, I just can't. I can't
you
see
get
it.
There often enough.
Right.
You get there often enough.
You should
eventually.
Hit one. You got to hit one.
Eventually, you're going to seal it. And, you know, last night, Mookie Betts is the talk of the game because he's so good. Everybody realizes how good he is. And there's two thoughts going through my mind. Number one, it's insane that the Red Sox ever dealt this guy away. And I think we all knew that.
Yeah.
That the idea that the Boston
Beyond.
Red Sox...
Beyond
a big market
insane.
Team. It's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, there's
just
there's no way to rationalize that. There just isn't. He's a superstar in the prime of his career. And as afraid as they were of, well, he may leave. Offer him enough money, he's not going to leave.
Yep.
All right, unless there's some deep-seated hatred he has towards Boston that we didn't know about.
Who knows? Yeah, I mean,
there
could be.
Maybe.
I mean,
sure.
You know, we know the reputation the city of Boston has, so.
No, and that's certainly possible.
You know, maybe that's part of it.
And if they knew that, then that's fine. But he is such a great player, and I think about all the time you and I spent dreaming about this guy being a Met because we figured he'd be a free agent. And Steve Cohen's just gorgeous, sexy money would attract him to New York, and they never had a chance to do it because he's locked up in L.A. now.
You know, maybe the Red Sox looked at it this way. You know, they did win a championship with him, you know, a couple of years ago. They've won a lot. I mean, the Red Sox have won, you know, they got four in the bank since 2004. Maybe they're looking at it, you know, they said, we got a little money in the bank to play with right now. You know, maybe that's the way they're looking at it. I don't know. But I don't know how you let a talent like that get away that could be, you know, he's a franchise player for, you know, how long? You know what I mean?
He's just a great.
You know, Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, you know, Big Poppy, Mookie Betts, right?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I mean, because he's...
I know.
You watch him throughout this postseason, he's everything. You know, so he's stealing bases last night, which he could do. He plays brilliant defense, which really changed that NLCS. Whichever catch you want to pick, the Freddie Freeman catch on the home run ball or the shoestring catch in which Marcelo Ozuna was confused on what to do running off third base. He doesn't strike out at a very high rate considering his peers in baseball in 2020. He's just a great baseball player. And it's not bad that the L.A. Dodgers, a team that's been one of the most talented teams over the last 4 years, was able to add him to the mix. That's not bad when they could just add Mookie Betts to the mix.
No, it's unbelievable.
And I'm watching him last night thinking, my God, if he had not signed that contract extension, that would be our obsession. Like, we would be saying, forget Rio Muto, forget Bauer, forget everybody, just get me Mookie Betts.
George Springer, forget them all.
Yeah, because none of those guys, no offense, are nearly as good as Mookie Betts.
No.
But, hey, look, what's his name? Steve Cohen is coming. I did read a story this morning that I want to poo-poo and tell you that it's not a big deal, and that is Bob Nightingale saying that Bill de Blasio, who, listen.
You put Bill de Blasio in the same sentence as Steve Cohen? Is that what you
think? Well, Bill de Blasio has the ability to block the sale. Okay.
What?
Yes. Yes. The mayor of New York City, wildly popular mayor. I mean, his approval ratings have to just be through the roof. Everybody loves Bill de Blasio. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. He's
even Cuomo don't like him. All you need to know is that Andrew Cuomo doesn't like de Blasio.
Yeah.
That's it. What else do you need to know?
It doesn't like is putting it mildly, Joe.
Well, you know what I mean. You know.
I'm reading this story this morning because there's a little panic among the Met community, and that is de Blasio has the ability to block the lease going to Steve Cohen because of the fines and the penalties and the quote-unquote crime that occurred back in 2013.
Boy, Bill, you really put – the Met fans will really love you if you do that.
Well, I tend to think that most politicians
– does he even know the Mets exist, Bill de Blasio?
Well, he does now. But
yeah, I guess now, right. Right. Not at Cohen's, but right.
I tend to think that most politicians make decisions based on how it looks for them, right?
Well, of course.
Is that a fair statement?
Well, I mean, I'll say it is. I mean, when it comes to de Blasio, he hasn't exactly made decisions always based on how it looks for him.
It's fair. But in something like this, where there would be no opposition to Steve Cohen buying the team. I mean, they're really like,
right.
Who would be opposed to it? You know, even Ernie, who's a diehard Yankee fan who hates the Mets.
I know.
Like, as much as Ernie wants the Met fan to suffer, even he would say, look, there's no opposition to Cohen buying the Mets.
Right.
That de Blasio wouldn't stand in the way. But the deal is, in 2006, the stadium lease agreement between the Mets and New York City, there's a provision in which the mayor can prohibit a sale of a team to a, quote, prohibited person. And since Citi Field is on New York City-owned public land, you know, he could block it. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to.
Where did that come from?
That's a great question, Joe. Why is this being talked about now?
I didn't even know it existed. Why should the mayor have any say in who's going to buy a baseball team in his city? Can you tell me?
Well, it's not necessarily the power to, you know, buy the baseball team, but the power of the lease. And that lease agreement would just obviously crush the sale. You know what I mean? So he has that power to determine if he can be able to control the lease. And the press secretary for the mayor said, the mayor has an obligation to the people of New York City to closely examine new leases on culturally important and incredibly valuable city-owned land. But I will tell you this, Joe. As much as, I'll be honest, I want to be honest with everybody. I used to live in New York City. I did not vote for Bill de Blasio, okay? I voted for LOTA. Remember LOTA?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, I voted for him.
Yeah,
I was one of 30 people, Joe, that voted for him.
Right.
And guess what? We were probably right, all right? But that's another story.
I don't think you have to worry. He could run again, right, de Blasio?
Unless he pulls a Bloomberg, he cannot run again.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
There's no way he could win the next time.
He can't run again. The previous mayor obviously did some things that he was allowed to run again. And I was very mixed about that because I remember I used to complain to you. Like, I liked him as a mayor of Bloomberg. Right. I thought he was a very good mayor.
Comparing him to de Blasio, he's, you know.
Yes.
He's one of the greatest mayors of all time. You know, he's like Fiorella LaGuardia. You know what I mean? Jimmy Walker.
That's fair. But I was not a fan of him doing that. But that's beside the point. Whatever. I do not believe that this is going to be a problem. Okay? I want to reassure my fellow Met fan. I just don't think that this mayor would stand in the way of Stevie Cohen buying the team. Okay? So I read the story. No offense
to
Bob Nightingale.
I mean, could you imagine if he tried to do that?
It would not go well for him. I mean, Well, the quote is
that Bill de Blasio has any say over the fate of my baseball team is very scary thought.
Well, he has that fate for now, but it could go away.
Well,
like once he approves it. And look, I think when you say he has to do what's in the best interest of New York City, forget about our fandom for a second, jokes aside. It is clearly in the best interest of New York City to be owned by Steve Cohen. You ask? Because if Steve Cohen buys the Mets and they're good and Citi Field is popping and now restaurants and bars and businesses are exploding all over Queens, Joe, that's good for everybody. That's good for small businesses.
No question about it. No doubt.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
So when I hear in the best interest of New York City, I don't even think it's a debate. What's in the best interest of New York City is Stevie and his beautiful money owning the New York Mets. And that's why, despite my lack of trust in the mayor, to put it nicely, I may not trust him very much. I do actually think he'll do the right thing here.
Well,
okay. Does that make you feel better at all?
You would hope so.
You better. You better. You better. Because that would not go well.
Like I said, you know, if he really was concerned about the good of New York City, he'd step down. Is what I mean, seriously, if Bill de Blasio was really that worried about the good of the city, he would just say, you know what, I'm out of here.
I'm leaving.
Right.
It's funny, in this climate that we live in, that's the only thing everybody agrees on, and that's not
it is amazing. I don't care what political side of the aisle you are on. Like I said, even Andrew Cuomo can't stand him.
It's very, very true.
It's all you need to know.
Very true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.